Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. And this is a show that was created so that you could ask your questions and get the answers that your guidance wants you to have. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And so here is the magical DC Love.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is the magical DC Love. A little bit about me. I'm a small, medium at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, a telephone to the divine, and as my beautiful fur baby Ginger would say, I'm a member of the God Squad. But I'm just here on a journey of love, helping others, you know, to find solutions to the problems they're having. So for tonight, that's the Cliff Notes, Barbara. And I just have a funny little story. Jackson was with us over the weekend, and he wanted French toast this morning really early. So he's sitting there right before he eats. He always, you know, says what he's thankful for the food, for the people in his life. And he got to the end of his beautiful prayer, and then he broke out with a loud hallelujah, and then he said, let's do the twist. So that was my crazy morning, Barbara. I'm still trying to get back into the, you know, into the swing of things where, you know, I'm not Grammy right now. You know, I'm just trying to get back into my DC Love, you know, area there.
Well, at least he keeps your life interesting.
He certainly does. I mean, I'll be talking on the phone, and he'll say, can I have the phone, please? And then he'll talk to whoever I'm talking to, and he'll say, you know, well, I have you on the phone, I have to tell you. So he has been inviting everybody to a birthday party that I don't know who is sponsoring. He's five.
Okay.
He's going to be. Yeah, so we, you know, I don't know. We're going to have to ask those angels. We're going to have to come up with something, my goodness.
Well, you know, you wanted joy in your life, and you got Jackson, so there you go.
Yep.
Okay, I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and my life is about letting go of what does not work and bringing in what does. I'm one of those people that's always looking for the truth in life, and I found that the truth is it's an interesting phenomenon. Because what's true for one person may not be true for any other person. So we each have to look for our own truth. And the truth is the essence of our being. So it makes life really interesting, and I'm really enjoying it, although I don't have a Jackson. I do have lots of nieces and nephews, though, so I could, but I'm not ready for that. If you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and it tells you about what I do and how to reach me and all of that sort of stuff. So, DC, are you ready now to take a caller?
I am.
Okay, our first caller is from area code 216. Hi, who's
Hello.
This?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can we have your first name, please?
Oh, yes. My name's Sharon. Hello, DC, both of you, Barbara. Hello.
Hello,
oh, okay.
Sharon. How are you, hon?
I'm doing wonderful, other than my allergies and the snowstorm here. But other than that, everything's wonderful.
Awesome. Well, we're glad that you called in. It's always nice to hear from you.
Oh, Well, I just, you see, I just need to know what messages I need to know, like, for the next 6 weeks. Anything you're picking up, that's when you do your best. Both of you.
Okay. Okay. Well, I do my best with some coffee in me, so I just took a couple sips. I've had jazz and some a little whacked here. Okay. Now, let me see. Okay. Well, Ginger's showing me, Sharon, that things seem to be going, you know, well for you at work.
They are. It's tax season. It's so busy.
Okay.
Everything is going well. You know, sometimes I get a little neurotic. It's work in progress. I know. It's hard for me to trust people. But it's just from past, you know, stuff, jobs. But it is going well. I get my review, by the way, not this Thursday, the following Thursday. Do you feel that going good? It's my really first real one.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't see why it wouldn't. You're amazing. Yeah, and Ginger's giving you a pause up. She's saying, girlfriend, you knew the answer to that, you know? Everything
is
going your way, Sharon, and it's a really great time for you. I'm hearing the word fulfillment. I'm hearing the word joy, you know? So I really don't see, you know, like any need to worry about anything.
Perfect.
And she says, Sharon, you have so many angels around you, and you know that. You know, they're always there. You're never alone. And your angels are, you know, they're there, and all you have to do is, you know, ask them, you know, to lead you in a, you know, in a way that you
I
need to be
all
led.
The time.
I'm getting, you know, you've got to make sure that you're listening to the angels, you know?
Okay.
Because they're there, and they're waiting to help you. And you know what I'm getting for you? I feel like you think a lot. I would say when you go to bed at night, before you, you know, fall asleep, ask the angels to come in and give you your messages in a dream.
And let me fall asleep. And that's interesting. I never done that. That's a good idea.
Well, I'm getting because your mind is, like, continually going, you know. But you also, like, when the weather permits, you're able to go outside in nature, and that is another way.
Exactly.
You can receive your messages. But I'm getting for you, like, right now, like, as you're going to sleep, ask them, you know, ask the angels, are there any messages for me? And whatever you get when you wake up, but keep your eyes closed for, like, a minute to 2 minutes and put the intention, you know, whatever I need to know, you know, please let me remember it, you know. And then, you know, it might be a color, it might be a word. Start writing it down because they're like little pieces of the puzzle. And, you know, sooner or later they're going to connect and, you know, you're going to get these beautiful messages. And Ginger, you know, she's saying, Sharon, you are so gifted. And the reason I gave you, I guess, that message, she's saying, because, Mom, Sharon seems to, like, learn in a different way. You know? Your mind, she said, is amazing, you know? I see, like, sort of, like, pictures in your mind, you know, and I'm seeing your mind's eye. And I'm getting, like, you have a very unique way of, you know, gathering information, okay?
I do.
And that's what makes you so smart, she's saying, and talented. You're so gifted.
Okay.
You know, and
that's
you're
nice.
Here, you know, to make a difference in our world. And I do feel that. You are here to make, you know, an amazing difference in our world, Sharon. But Ginger is saying, you know, girlfriend, that being said, you know, it seems like you seem to be, like, a little bit too serious all the time. Like, I have Jackson when I have Jackson, and I don't think I can be serious for more than 2 minutes, you know? So
I can be, yes. I'm in my head a lot, but you're right, I am serious a lot. Especially lately, I've been so busy at work, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah,
but it's a good thing.
To get out of that mode, maybe just, like, put on a funny movie or something when you have the time. You know, you really need to smile, you need to laugh, and, you know, and that brings the joy and the peace in, you know. And I'm getting your dad is, like, he is agreeing with me, saying that's a great idea. You know, when's the last time, you know, you've watched, like, a really funny movie? And he's saying, now, are you realizing that he, too, is coming to you in your dreams? Because he's saying, I've been in her dreams, and I've been giving her messages.
I haven't really picked him up. I've been so preoccupied with trying to fall asleep. if I ever got a message from my dad, I thought I'd know it. But sometimes you don't remember your dreams.
Yeah, well, you've got to like put it out there, you know. Okay, and your fur baby listens better than you do, is what I'm getting from Ginger.
Oh, I just love her. She's laying on my legs right now.
She loves to connect and communicate with your dad.
You know, sometimes don't laugh. I'll wake up in the early in the morning or like in the middle of the night.
Right, you know.
She's staring into space. She just stares. Who are you looking at? I know.
She's looking at your dad. He comes quite a bit. I'm seeing the image of a frog. I'm seeing like a frog. Was that an image either you or your dad liked at some time? Because I'm just seeing like a frog.
That's funny that you said that. When we were little, between five and 10 years old maybe, we used to go down, we lived in Michigan, we used to go down to the swamp and pick up frogs out of the lake. I don't know what started. It was like we did it every summer. Every summer. We go down and pick up frogs.
Your dad coming in and to let you know that, hey, you know, I am here, you know.
What would make him say that? That just made me remember it when you brought that up.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That was so random that, like, I wouldn't understand. It didn't make any sense to me, you know, because it wasn't my message. It was your message, you know.
I know.
So he is with you, but like I said, your dog listens better than you do, you know.
Yeah,
and he's laughing,
dog.
He's saying, that's okay. I love, you know, he loves connecting with your fur baby. And he's so happy that you have her and, you know, the amazing relationship that the two of you have, you know. The other thing he's saying, like he sees the angels trying to give you messages. Do you sort of hear like high-pitched noises or maybe like if you see like lights flickering, that's your dad. I'm getting like high-pitched noises and lights flickering.
Okay, I'll pay attention more. One just flickered right now up at the top of my ceiling. I have a smoke alarm, but it doesn't always flicker.
Your dad. That is your dad, and he's here with us.
Okay.
Letting you know that, you know, he's always here, and you could always connect with him. But like I said, you're really preoccupied.
I know.
Okay?
I want to get this review over. I know.
Yeah. Well, he's saying, you know what? It's going to go fine, you know, and I'm hearing the word success. Okay.
Okay.
And he's just saying, you know, you are so creative. Okay? But he's saying you've got to, you know, have a little bit more balance and focus on what brings you joy. Focus on something just for you.
Okay.
Okay? Because that really, you know, when we have that balance, you know, between work and play, and you need to have a little happiness and joy come your way, it really helps us to go forward. You know, and connect with what we're wanting, whether it be prosperity, you know, or whatever it is. But you've got to have that little bit more balance.
You're right.
And your dad is very proud of you. He's sort of calling you like an alchemist, you know, that you know, you have the ability to change the energy that is in your life. And he's saying it's sort of like you can change something into another energy and change it into something else. Okay? So I don't know why he's saying that, but he's calling you, like I said, an alchemist, okay?
Okay.
But he's also saying you've got to take time and to get a little bit more sort of like clarity on what you are wanting to create. And
okay.
He's saying, you know, when you take a little bit more time, you know, you spend it with you, you know, you're going to be able to get the clarity you need a lot easier. Okay, so does that make sense to you?
It does. I'm working on a goal that I'm trying to do, and yes, you're right. Yes.
And when you said that, I heard flexibility. And he's saying, Sharon, don't get too attached to accomplishments.
Okay. It's not.
Okay.
It's a task.
Things are going to happen out of nowhere, you know, and like I'm getting like, you know, when the weather changes, a shift in the weather, I feel like, you know, I know like in March, you know, the 20th this spring, I just feel like things are going to shift for you as well.
I'll start going, getting out more, walking and stuff. I know.
Yeah.
The weather's been so, you can't do anything.
He's saying like relationship and drama. Is there something going on somewhere in your life with relationships and maybe work-wise or something?
Yes, there's a woman there that likes to start trouble, and it's
okay.
It's so silly, but I don't have to work with her all the time. But yes, she does. It's drama. She likes to create drama, and you're right.
Okay,
I'm going to stay out of it.
You have to balance her out. If she's creating drama, you bring in that calm, grounding energy, and you're
Thank
going
you.
To
I
be
know.
Able to influence her energy.
Okay.
So whenever she gets in that state, you've got to stay calm, you've got to stay peaceful, you've got to be compassionate, and you're going to be able to diffuse the energy that she is bringing in.
Okay. Just one person, everything else is perfect, but you're right, it's drama. It's
yeah, and it's your dad, and it's just saying, you know, you've got to release what, you know, you've got to release all of this, because it's bringing you stress, and there's a lot of worry around this. And he, you know, he's saying you don't want to attract any unwelcome energy, you know?
Okay.
So just, you know, be the opposite of what the energy is with her is what he's showing me. Okay. And I'm just seeing like a beautiful body of water. Did you go like somewhere like when you were younger with your dad? Like, I don't know if it's a pond or a lake or something. But
yeah,
I'm just
we
feeling
did.
Okay. Okay. Your dad is, like, sort of referring to you as this little mermaid, you know? Did you enjoy the water?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he's showing me. Okay, and for some reason I'm getting, like, a letter K. I don't know if that's a first name or a last name of someone, but there's, you know, there's, I'm not sure exactly what the reference is, but I'm getting a letter K.
Okay. I'll have to think about that. Not offhand, I can't think.
That's okay. But just, you know what, just hold on to it. Like I said, it means something. And I feel like it's your dad, you know, coming in and trying to give, like, another message, you know.
Okay.
Okay. But he's just saying, you know, watch out for the drama, you know. You don't need to go there. You know, your calmness and stuff. And, you know, send the person love and stuff, and you're going to diffuse the whole situation. Okay, and I'm sort of getting like at work, you sort of don't breathe the way you breathe when you're home. Like you have like a, almost like a fight or flight kind of breathing when you're around that person.
I do a little bit. Yeah, she just likes to, oh, I can't explain it. It's just ridiculous. So I kind of just keep to myself.
Yeah, well, you should send her, you know, send her love, you know, be compassionate, be the opposite of the energy, and it's going to bring clarity and calmness, and you're going to,
okay.
you know, diffuse her energy. Okay? So your dad is, like, really happy that you called in, because he really, you know, he was trying to connect with you in your dreams, and I guess, you know, you were a little bit, like, preoccupied, you know?
He came in strong tonight with you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's been waiting, and like I said, when I asked you, your beautiful fur baby barked, so she's saying he's here, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad my review's gonna go good. I'm just a little nervous. That's all. I'll get over it.
There's nothing to be nervous with, because you have so many, you know, on the other side that are going to be with you while you're going through your review. And if you ask your dad, you know, to give you a sign, you're going to get a definite sign.
Okay.
So he's going to be there. So I wouldn't be, like, you know, nervous at all. And his love is so strong, Sharon. It's amazing.
I know.
So
when
you get a chance, he's saying, just let's have a talk. You know, he wants to talk to you. Just sit down and tell him what's going on. And when you do, when you are able to go for a walk, he loves to walk with you as well.
Okay, yeah, I love to take walks.
He's also saying, let me see. Okay. I just feel like, I don't know, he's saying, you know, you're successful, but you're not living up to your full potential. He's showing me that there's, like, more for the future waiting for you.
Could be in a different department there. I can't even believe you said, I'm very fulfilled there. There's still stuff that I want to learn, but I can see what he means. I mean, I'm happy. I don't need to be the president. I'm happy.
No, I understand. Is any job, like, in that where you are that requires you to travel a little bit?
I don't, if one came up, if unless you start going to the office a little bit more, that could be. I go in 2 days a week.
I feel like there's a lot of energy, and like with that energy, I feel like it could represent travel.
Okay.
So he's just saying that you are more respected there than you could even know. And I do believe that, okay? And he's showing me like a big V, and Ginger saying, Mom, that's his sign for victory. So I don't know what, like you said, I just feel like, you know, things are going to really go your way. Okay?
You're usually
and he's
right.
Saying, don't be afraid to shine and show them who you really are. You deserve the recognition.
Thank you.
Okay? But you've got to, you know, start making sure that you stay, like, grounded and centered, you know? And
okay.
Do you ground yourself, like, every morning before you go to work?
I try to.
Well, you know, the easiest way is when you get out of bed, Sharon, it's just when you stand up, imagine that you have these tree roots, and they go from the bottom of your feet all the way down to Mother Earth.
Okay.
And you're so grounded that, like, could you imagine trying to push a tree over? We know, like, the roots go all the way down into Mother Earth. You're not going to push a tree over.
That's true. That's a good point.
And he's saying, you know, just stay centered. And you know, if you feel like with that woman, if it's, you know, a continual thing, he's saying put a bubble of love around you, you know? But he's saying whatever you do, don't get into the drama scene, okay?
I know. It's her. I know. I get it. I won't.
Yeah, I'm getting there's something with you, honest to goodness. Like, I am getting, I feel like, you know, something is coming. And I am getting there may be some kind of travel involved because that energy just doesn't go away. Okay?
Okay.
So that's pretty much what I have for you. Did
that
you,
enough.
The other last question he's asking, had you gone out or something and you, like, maybe just, like, looked at somebody, glanced at somebody, and you thought, my God, he reminds me of my dad, you know?
That happens. Or a song or something. Yes, I know what you mean. Yes.
Okay. Because he say, you know, he's trying to get you, like I said, to know that he is there, you know? And he just, you know, he wants you to just really be all you can be because you do have a lot more potential than you give yourself credit for.
You're right about that. You're right.
You know, you really do, Sharon. He's saying just listen and trust your intuition and then act upon it, you know? You're needed. You're needed especially now. And he's showing me like an onion, and he's saying like you've got to peel back the layers and reveal who you are. It's sort of like in one respect you hide some of yourself, you know?
Yeah, I do at work.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, that's all I have, so I hope that helped, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I'm so happy to, you know, hear your voice, Sharon. God bless, hon.
Thank you. They were great messages.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I figured out how to unmute. Yay.
Okay.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Oh, well, I got a bunch of stuff that you need to let go of. So just listen to what I say and breathe deeply while I'm saying it. Okay, here we go. I release the fear. I release the fear of being me. I release the fear of being seen. I release the fear of being known. I release the fear of not being enough. I release the need to prove myself over and over and over. I release the drama. All of the drama. I release the energy that is not mine. I let go of what does not matter. I let go of who other people are being. I let go of the need to be in control. I let go of all of the seriousness of life. I let go of thinking and thinking and thinking. I let go of being logical. I let go of needing to figure it all out. I let go of fighting. I let go of fighting everything in my life. I let go of fighting myself. I let go. I let go. I release it all. I release it all. I accept my freedom. And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. I'm going to sneeze in a minute. I apologize. It was wonderful.
That's okay. That was you letting go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why I love DC. I love your readings. It's not always about what's this, what's this, when's this. DC just gives you messages. That's what I love the best. Thank you both of you.
Thank you. We enjoy hearing from you. My goodness, Sharon. It's so wonderful.
Listen, both of you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
And enjoy this new year. This is going to be so exciting. It's a beautiful new year. So you've got to get into that new energy because you're going to do amazing things.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And do something fun. Okay. We're going to go to our next caller. Area code 229. Let's see if this is Melvin, because I'm feeling Melvin energy.
Nice.
Hello, who's this? Area code 229, are you there?
Maybe they stepped away, Barbara.
Maybe so. Okay. Well, we'll just move on and come back.
Yep.
Okay. Area code 850. Hello, are you there?
Hello. Yes. Hello. Hi.
This is Sheila.
Hi. Can we have your first name?
This is Sheila.
It's Sheila. Hello, Miss Sheila.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Awesome. So what's going on?
Well, I was wondering, do you have a message for a loved one, or do you see anything coming up for me?
Okay, sure. Okay, well, Ginger is saying, am I considered a loved one?
Of course.
She knows how you feel about her. And she's saying, you've been asking questions and you have something on your mind. And the answer I got was soon, very soon. You don't have to rush, Sheila. Soon. Stop worrying. Slow down. Okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, she's showing like pieces of a puzzle. And she's saying, girlfriend, everything's falling into place just the way you wanted it to.
Oh, okay.
And
I like that part.
Have faith, you know, stay positive, you know, and she's saying if you start worrying, you're going to slow down what it is that you want to manifest, okay?
Okay.
So you know, you're waiting for something that you've been wanting, and she's saying you have to keep your energy positive, okay? And, you know, never
okay.
worry. Just keep praying, Sheila, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I just, you know what, I see your mom, and she's saying, please think of all the happy times that we spent together, okay? And she's saying, Sheila, I can't tell you how much, you know, the way you're living your life, you know, and you're an amazing woman, how much that means to me. You're stronger than you know.
Oh, thank you.
Okay? She's saying you've been through a lot. You've learned some lessons, and use those lessons to help you to go, you know, on your journey through life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, please take time to be good, you know, to you. She wants you to do something mm-hmm. special just for you, Sheila.
Okay.
Okay? You've been, you know, preoccupied mm-hmm. with everything going on in your life, but she's saying take time for you, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because she's saying you're doing some amazing things, your life is changing. But she is saying, please take your time and don't rush into making any big decisions. Please, please take your time. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if any big decisions, you know, really, really look at things and weigh everything before you make a decision. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are any of your family members expecting?
Not that I know of. I haven't been told.
Okay, because I feel like, you know, she's talking about a birth of a child, you know? So I
mm-hmm.
don't know. You'll have to see. And she's saying she celebrates with you, you know, all the success that you, you know, have been having. And, you know, any day that means anything. Now, she's going to be with you on Valentine's Day as well. So she celebrates
Aww.
All the special days with you, Sheila. Okay?
Oh, that's nice.
And she's saying, you know, when you feel down, just say my name and I will lift you up. Okay, so she's here
Aww.
and she's helping you. But she's saying, please, please tell her again, do not rush into making a decision. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So that's like really on her mind. Don't rush, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's saying, you know, you have the support of all of us. We all love you and we're here to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's the other thing she's showing me? She's talking about your creativity, how amazing you are, and she wants you to keep going in that area, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And she's saying, you know, you are worthy of all that you are wanting, and feel it as if it's already here. Sheila, say thank
okay.
you. And she's showing me you're smiling, and you're smiling because you have everything that you've been working so hard for. You have everything that you've been wanting. And she's saying, doesn't that feel good?
Yeah.
And I can feel the energy. It feels amazing. It feels like so, so good. But she's so proud of you, and her smile is absolutely beautiful. Okay. And she's saying you have the ability. You are an incredible manifester. Okay? And she's
mm-hmm.
saying keep going. There's going to be so many opportunities coming for you.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And just be
that
open.
Awesome.
And you open your arms wide to receive what the universe wants to bring to you. And I feel, you know, she's saying you are so gifted, Sheila. And we've talked about you and, like, your healing journey, that you know that you're a healer, and maybe think about, like, pursuing that a little bit more. Okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
She's saying you have such a positive nature, and, you know, people just are drawn to your energy. So she's saying, please believe in your dreams, and, you know, make sure that you stay upbeat. Okay? And, you know, there are going to
okay.
be some people that, you know, they're not as receptive to your energy, but don't worry about it. She's saying, keep
okay.
going, you know, be that bright light and expect the best out of life because you're going to get it, okay? And I believe that. I really do believe that you're going to get the best. You've worked hard. She's handing you a beautiful, beautiful red heart. She's holding it and she's giving it to you, Sheila.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Was she spiritual? Because I, you know, when I see Jesus coming in, it's, you know, it's telling me like it's a spiritual person.
Yeah, she had gifts.
Okay. And now mm-hmm. she's just showing me, like, you painting, you creating something, and she's saying, now's the time to start, Sheila.
Okay.
So she wants you to get back to your, you know, to whatever you do creatively, she's saying she wants you to get, you know, get going again, okay?
Okay.
And she's showing me a rainbow. So that was a beautiful sign of hope. Okay.
Okay.
And just trying to see if she's showing me anything else. Okay. I don't know why I'm seeing this. I'm seeing, like, I don't know, let's look, a tiny little paw. I don't know, you know, if it's a cat or a dog, but I see a tiny little paw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, you know, where you're planning to go if they allow pets, but I'm just seeing, like, this tiny little paw, Sheila. So I don't know. Maybe someone that you connect with will have that beautiful animal, okay? But I see a little paw in your future. So that's what she's showing me. And Ginger is just handing you a beautiful green stone. It's a crystal called malachite.
Okay.
And it's going to help you to connect with your heart's desires.
Oh, wow. I like that.
And she's saying, you know, the malachite's really important because you are sensitive to, you know, the energy of others.
Yes, I am.
and this, you know, the beautiful stone will, you know, really help you. And
mm-hmm.
she's saying it's also a stone that really helps, you know, the healers. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's a very deep healing crystal. So this beautiful piece of malachite can bring balance, you know, into your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I think, your mom she stepped back, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen's giving you the victory sign. You know, she's
okay.
saying don't worry about anything, you know, that's coming your way, okay?
Okay.
She's saying just, you know, remember that your angels are always with you and call upon them when you have, like, times of stress. Okay, and they'll be there to guide you, especially Archangel Michael.
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, Sheila, you know, please, you know, trust the gifts that you have.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just kidding, you know. Ginger's saying, you know, do something that feeds your soul and fills your heart with joy, Sheila. And she's too saying, you know, I love you, and she's stepping back. So I guess
that's
part of the messages. Yeah. So I'm going to step back myself, and I'm going to ask Barbara to come in. Okay, hon?
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Okay, Sheila. What I'm getting for you is it's time to open up to your own life.
Okay.
So they want some releasing done around opening up to your life. So just listen to what I say and breathe deeply and allow it to happen.
Okay.
I release being closed off. I release not connecting. I release being afraid of others. I release all of the energy that is not mine. I release being afraid. I release being afraid. I release being afraid. I release the confusion about myself. I release the difficulties in my life. I release hiding myself. I release hiding my powers. I release hiding my gifts. I release fighting myself. I release not taking action. I accept the truth from my heart. I accept the beauty in my life. I accept my connection with the Creator. I release being separate. I release being ashamed. I release the fear of being me. I release it all. And take a nice deep breath. And how do you feel?
Oh, much lighter.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I want you to get out there and live your life fully.
Okay. All right.
Don't hold back. Be you.
Okay. Thank
like
you.
She's pushing you. Get out there. Get out there.
Okay, I'm working on it.
Well, have fun while you're out there.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely have fun. And you know what, Sheila, when you don't feel like, you know, you're 100% sure of anything, just remember, you have your divine team, but Ginger's there as well, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ginger.
You're protected.
I appreciate
you're
that.
Fine. All is well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go back to Melvin. This is Melvin. It feels like it. Okay, area code 229. Are you there?
I heard somebody breathing.
Area code 229. Area code 229. Okay, we're not getting anything. That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, we have a question in the chat room from
okay.
Spirit in Form.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, my mom and I are going through a bit of a challenging time in our relationship. Any guidance is appreciated. And wait a minute. Oh. Aldi's had their chocolate bundt cake on sale and it was calling my name.
Did they save us? Did she save us some? You can't just tell us about a chocolate bundt cake and not save us any. Oh, my goodness.
I know. That's what I'm wondering.
Chocolate?
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Goodness.
So let's talk about her relationship with her mom. What are you getting about that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm salivating here over the chocolate cake. That's not cool. So what I'm getting is give it time is what I heard. Give it extra time. Just go slowly with this. I'm hearing the word healing. And Barbara, I feel like some of the energy between the two of them is not, you know, all from this lifetime. There's some past lifetime energy there. Okay? And I did hear the word miracle. So I know that if she surrenders this whole relationship, you know, let go and let God, miracles are going to come in. They truly are going to come in. Okay? Just, you know, you've got to trust because we, you know, are here. We don't have the ability to see things from a higher perspective. But when the divine comes in, it makes such a difference. And you know, you surrender whatever it is, whether it's fear, worry, or, you know, trying to, you know, do everything yourself to control this, you know, situation. Just let go, let God, and let love come in. Trust in God's wisdom, trust in his love. Okay, and you've got to, you know, you've got to trust in his divine timing, not our timing. So I'm getting, you know, you're going to have a little bit more patience. Like I said, this didn't happen overnight. And I'm getting, like I said, it's part of it is like, you know, from this lifetime, but part of it is from past lifetimes. So, you know, you've got to go slow with this. Okay, I'm just trying to see here now. Okay, trying to breathe in the energy of her mom. Okay, and so Barbara, what I'm getting is her mom is sort of like, you know, I hear the word struggle with the mom in this relationship. Okay, so I'm hearing the word struggle. Okay, I don't know if there's something going on with the mom, you know, in her personal life, but I feel like there's some kind, something emotionally going on. So, you know, that may be like another aspect that comes into play. Okay, and I do feel like her mom has her own thoughts about things, and, you know, she's not open-minded to, you know, the way others see things. Even like with her daughter, like asking for our help, I feel like the mom is more so like into organized religion as opposed to just, you know, love and helping everyone. So, I mean, there's a lot going on there. I'm just trying to pick up on her energy now. Okay. Okay. And then, you know, our beautiful room, she has a totally wonderful, supportive, loving energy, Barbara. You know, you couldn't ask for anything more. So I feel like there's like two different kinds of energy. Okay. And I feel like she's sort of like an old soul. I mean, she has like beliefs that seem like older than her chronological age. Okay. See. But she prefers to take on things like her own way. She doesn't like to share, like, in any kind of responsibilities. And sometimes when you don't let others come in and help, you know, you can get a little resentful because, you know, we're not meant to try to do everything on our own. Okay. So that's the energy of the two of them, Barbara. But okay. I'm getting, like, take things slowly. You know, it's going to take time to heal. And some of the synergy is from a past lifetime.
Okay. All right. So I'm getting some releasing statements for you, spirit and form. And just breathe and listen. I release the fear. I release all of the fear around living with my mother. I release the need to be in control. I release being controlled by my mother. I release my mother. I release my mother's personality. I release my mother's beliefs. I release my mother's energy. I release my mother's fears. I release my mother's need to be a mother. I release my need to be a little girl. I release my fears of being myself. I release the need to hide who I really am. I release the conflict with my mother. I release the drama with my mother. I release all of the mother trauma from my life. I release giving up my freedom. I release fighting my mother. I release fighting myself. I release believing that this will not work. I release the fear. 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 I release the need to know what's going to happen. I release not working with my mother. I release the need to be right. I release my mother's need to be right. I release any need to be punished for my life. I release the fear. I let go of the past. I release and let go. And take a nice deep breath. Okay, that feels so much better.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. I hope she felt it. And Ginger, when she was listening to what was going on, she called Joan, and Joan ran out and picked up Archangel Michael. So he came in, and he has, like, this industrial vacuum, and he was just, like, clearing all the dense energy between the two of them. And as you were talking, he had his sword, and he was cutting all the attachments and, you know, clearing the house, dissolving any cords. And he, you know, he was clearing the energy, you know, around all family members and just, you know, putting up a protective shield, you know. And he's saying, well, that low vibrational energy was, like, extra strong, and you did a great job, Barbara. You know?
Well, Spirit informed, just remember that when you move back in with a parent, there's all sorts of energy that you guys never dealt with because you moved out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And most of it's still there. So you need to let it go.
Yeah.
And just because she's your mother does not mean she's in control. She's your equal. You are equal to your mother now. You're used to looking up to her now. Just look straight at her. You are equal.
And Ginger's handing her a beautiful protective sweater. So when she puts that on, she won't feel anything. She'll be saying, all is love. This is wonderful. Yeah.
And it will get better. They're showing that. It will get better.
It is. And Barbara, after just like working on her energy is so clear. You know, I can feel how differently it feels. You know, all is love. I just feel like such a loving energy around everyone.
Well, she says thank you. She feels the difference. So.
Yeah.
Good. All right, then. That's
beautiful.
Melvin is back with us.
Yeah.
Area code 229, are you there?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. This is Melvin.
Yay, we finally got
we finally got to talk to you, Melvin. My goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to be sorry. How are you?
I'm doing, trying to just fight this dialysis and going to do dialysis, and you know, with my kidney issues, I'm about to be put on a kidney transplant list through the VA, and
okay.
I got me a new doctor for the VA. I got me a female doctor, and she's I like her. She's already making progress to try
beautiful.
To get me move me up on the kidney list. So I have a GoFundMe.com page for kidney donations for. I'm trying to raise the money for different medications and stuff that I'm going to need, you know, when I get my new kidney. I hope I don't have to have a kidney transplant, but I got to do something. I got to be proactive about it. So that's really bothered me, but I'm having a lot of issues with the doctor and the nurses and the techs. At this dialysis center I go, I done reported them twice to their supervisor, but their supervisor seemed to just not listening to me. But I feel like I have to get an attorney or either go over her head and call other people, because they're taking too much fluid off of me and causing me to be tremendously sick during the weekends sometimes they're not taking enough, and they'll leave it fluid on me during the weekend, and I'm sick through the whole weekend. And I think they're doing it on purpose. It's just places need to be really investigated. And I don't know what to do. It's just, I'm just hoping to pray that my kidneys kick in or either I get a transplant.
Okay,
Melvin,
the first thing I know
what.
But, you know, just have faith. Okay.
Today for me, and I'm just tired of being depressed. I'm tired of,
right.
You know, it's not. You know, I'm trying to fight through this, but it seems like it's like I take one step up and two back. You know, it just.
Oh, I know.
Like I'm not making
any progress. You have a divine team with you, Melvin, and you know all of the stuff that you're worried about. Please hand it over to the angels. And, you know, they'll bring it, you know, to heaven, because I feel like, you know, when you go in for your treatments, you're bringing all that energy with you, the energy of fear, the energy of worry, you know, and it's not helping, okay? So you've got to watch the energy that you bring in with you when you go for your treatments.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And just know that, you know, allow your divine team to look over you while you are getting your treatments. Okay? So
Okay. This
way when you go in, you're only, you know, the only thing that you're, you know, focusing on is the healing that is occurring, okay? So you've got to have faith that, you know, you're going in, you know, every time you go there you feel better and better, okay? And just allow, you know, the beautiful energy of love to be there. And this is going to help you to just sit more peacefully while, you know, you're getting your treatments, okay, and to have a little bit more of a positive outlook, okay? And just, you know, see Jesus sitting next to you, Melvin, as you're getting those treatments, and have faith in his miracles, okay? Because
okay.
I see him sitting next to you, and he's saying all is well. Okay, and I see the angels. They've been giving you, like, little signs saying, Melvin, we're here too, you know? So allow them to help you with whatever, you know, is going on. I mean, it is a hard time for you, but if you go in with, you know, a different energy, I think you're going to feel better, Melvin. Okay? So allow yourself to be in a state of peace when you go in, okay? Like I said, Jesus is with you. He's saying, Melvin, I am with you. We are, you know, we are connected. All is well. And just focus on that loving, healing energy that takes place as you are getting those treatments, okay?
Okay.
And you'll feel the healing. You don't see
them doing anything wrong to me with a machine or anything?
I'm not seeing that, Melvin. And you know what? You have, like I said, Jesus is with you. Okay? So allow Jesus, you know, and the angels to watch over you as you're getting those treatments. Okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, like as you're getting the treatments, allow the love that is there to help you as well. Okay?
How much love there?
I don't see, you know, anything like that. But I feel like, you know, this is a very hard time for you, and you've got to allow the divine to come in and help you. We don't have to do anything alone, Melvin.
Right.
Okay. So I'm getting, if you can go in with like a more relaxed, you know, energy, you're going to start feeling better. Okay.
Yeah. See, some of the nurses and doctors and techs, they have this negative energy, and they, you know, they walk right by me and don't speak. And then it's like I'm terrified because I'm afraid they're going to try to do something to me. That's why you're picking up phone about me, like going in, you know, being kind of negative. But it's just that this place is negative that I walk in.
No, I hear you, and I do understand that, Melvin. But you have the option not to connect with their negativity.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, we don't want to connect with that negativity, okay? And I do feel like some of like what you're fearing and, you know, is created from something that happened in a past life, okay?
Yeah,
so you can allow
the
divine to come in with you, and as you do, you're going to feel more at ease, and you're going to be able to really allow, you know, that treatment to be helpful, and you'll be at peace as you know, this is going on, okay?
Okay. But do you see me, DC, getting a transplant or see my kidneys function come back?
I was seeing healing, Melvin. You know, I feel like this is going to be a beautiful new time for you. But it depends on you. You've got to, you know, keep your mind clear, you know, and know that, you know, every step that you take, you are supported. You're exactly where you need to be. You know, feel that beautiful energy of love, and let that energy of love come in and add to the treatment, and, you know, it'll help, you know, the healing that's taking place, okay?
Okay.
So you're not only healing on a physical level, you're healing, you know, you're healing on a spiritual and emotional level, and I feel like, you know, this is like a soul's healing. The angels are with you, and they're saying, Melvin, we are here. We are here to support you. So allow the angels to come in. So the intention that you, like, put out before you go into you know, to the hospital or wherever you're going, that's going to help you to have the, you know, the outcome that you're looking for. Okay? So regardless of what their energy is, you know, don't take that on, because that's not why you're there. You're not there to take on that kind of energy. Okay? And just, you know, talk to Jesus, talk to the angels before you go in, and you're just going to, you know, be in a space of love, in a space of healing, Melvin. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
And I'm hearing the word miracle. Like, like Jesus is healing energy, I'm hearing the word miracle. So know that you're safe, you're protected when you do go in for your treatments, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am.
And just allow Jesus to come in and, you know, and allow that healing to take place. Have faith. When we believe that all things are possible, Melvin, and allow heaven's love, you know, and healing to come through, it will. Okay? So when you're sitting there, just be open to receiving, you know, the love, the healing, and the miracles. And know that you deserve, you know, you deserve all of this. Okay, Melvin?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because you are, you're truly an inspiration to myself and to others, Melvin, and we love you.
I love you all, too. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, so get ready to start healing not only your kidneys, but your soul, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting, now is your time, Melvin. It's a time to heal. And with that being said, hon, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I send you my love, okay?
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Love.
You're welcome, hon. Barbara?
Okay, Melvin. We are going to do some releasing. So just breathe deeply while I say what I'm guided to say and let go. Okay, here we go. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the anger. I release the anger. I release the anger. I release the anger. I release being a victim. I release being a victim. I release being a victim. I release all of the victim energy. I release all the victim energy. I release all of the victim energy. I release my kidneys. I release my kidneys. I release my kidneys. I release my kidneys. I release the fighting. I release the fighting. I release the fighting. I release the fighting. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release all of the injustice. I release all of the energy that is not mine. I release all of the judgment of others. I release all of the judgment of myself. I release things not working. I release the past. I release every past incident. I release everything that has already happened. I release it all and I let it go. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release others having power over me. I release others having power over me. I release others hurting me. I release others hurting me. I release the fear. I release the anger. I release the injustice. I release being a victim. I release all of the energy that is not mine. I accept the love. I accept the miracle. I accept health. I accept myself. And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Well, it feels great, Ms. Barbara. You brought me down. Brought me down there.
Yeah.
So much. That's peaceful.
Good. And that's the kind of energy you should be in when you're going in for dialysis. You should go in being peaceful and just knowing that you are loved and protected and that everything is for your highest good. And don't give anybody else power over you. They don't have power over you unless you give it to them. So stop giving it to them. Okay. And I am going to call you this week.
Oh, okay. That'll be great. When?
What I'm hearing is tomorrow night. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. That'll be great.
Okay. All right. Then expect to hear from me tomorrow night.
Yes, ma'am. How could I say this on the say this? How could I say this?
This is recorded. This whole thing is recorded, and you can go back and listen to it on Blog Talk anytime you want to.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, ma'am. So it's automatically recorded. So it's there for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I just have to pull up.
Do you have a phone? Do you bring a cell phone with you to the treatment?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, you know, why don't you, when you get to the treatment, go back and replay, you know, us connecting with you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and you can
great.
Do that
yeah.
Every treatment, if you need to, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, thank you all. I love you all.
Oh, we love you too, hon.
Yeah, we love you too. And we
God
do
bless.
Ask for this for your highest good. So let yourself heal.
Yes.
And, you know, when you walk in there, Melvin, send love to everybody, you know. Just send them
true.
All love. And you may just see that they, you know, respond a little bit differently, Melvin.
Right. Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you all so much. That was the
You're
too
blessed,
much
Melvin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
and our next caller is from area code 541. Let's see if this is Kat.
It is.
Hi, Kat. How are you, hon?
I'm all right. I'm on for my fourth day of a fast, so it's a challenge. I'm making it. I know my friend's having a dinner party tomorrow. I'm making it through.
Are you going?
I'm still going. Yeah, I just won't be able to eat.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
goodness.
Yeah, I'm still going. Yeah, it's
okay,
not the first time.
Kat, I have to ask you, because when you were talking about the fasting, I feel like there's some kind of energy connected with your dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Some kind of, like, pattern. There's some kind of energy within you regard to, you know, the fasting and maybe even you're not feeling well, okay?
Oh, my dad is – I don't think my dad's ever fasted before, but my dad's had a milk.
No, but it's not that he fasted. I didn't get that. But whatever's going on with you, I feel like there's a connection with your dad. There's some kind of a sort of like maybe pain or negativity, some kind of feeling within you that's connected with your dad and you not feeling, you know, well.
Yeah, we've had so many. Well, it's his birthday on the 18th, and it's his 80th birthday, and he's had a 50,000 health problems and just been sick for a long time. We've had a lot of parallel things with our, not the same health stuff.
Like, you know, that you have a big connection with him with sickness.
Yeah.
You know,
unfortunately.
But you've got to realize that you don't have to hold on to that. You can let it go.
No.
And open yourself up
to
beautiful new energy that's all around you. I'm getting, you know, like this energy that you and your father share. It's from, you know, it's from this lifetime, but past lifetimes as well. And that's not something that I would want to share or bring forward, you know?
Yes, we've always had intense, my dad's intense, but we've always had, well, I was first born in preemie and managed dad before he died, and then I almost died. So we've always had a strong connection. Like, my grandfather said I wasn't going to die when they were saying I was going to, and then he died 6 months later. Yeah. I have a sister that's younger, but me and my dad have always been closest, for sure.
Uh-huh.
But it's been intense and hard and difficult. He had a brain injury. It was difficult. He would get a lot of anger and things. It was hard to deal with him.
I can imagine.
He has a good heart.
I feel that energy. Like I said, it's a shared energy, and it's not an energy that you need to take on.
No, I did for so long. I used to try to help him with his health. I used to be always, like, he lived near me in Seattle at one point when I was younger, and it was a lot. But I haven't seen him for over a year, so I don't know. I just hope I can see him one more time before he leaves here. But, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's my grandma.
You know what? I'm just kidding. You've got to let go of that energy. You know, it's not yours. You don't have to hold on to it.
Yeah.
You have the ability to live the life that you truly are, you know, desiring.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did
you know,
it go? I just asked to let it go.
You can heal, like I said, the relationship between you and he, like whatever that, you know, that energy is of, you know, like pain and suffering, it can be healed.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, what I'm getting is like everything that you're asking about, whatever the question is, it's always connected with love, Kat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be more loving to your body, you know, and, you know, when you feel like a certain area, is there a certain area, like right now as we're connecting, that's hurting you or you're having like some kind of like, you know, sensation?
Well, yeah, I have tumors in my pelvis and my breast, so hurts often.
Are they like, as we're connecting right now, do you feel them bothering you?
A little. But, you know, like during the fasting, actually, I do get some relief. But, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm getting that you've got to send love to your body, you know. And right now it's time for you to release all the energy that you're holding onto, all of the self-judgment, you know, because I'm getting, you know, all that suffering and all that energy. You know, you've got to let go of it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has come up on this fast about, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because, like I said, you really have to let go of that energy and allow love to come in, you know.
Yes. I did.
Areas that, you know, you're holding on to pain in the physical body.
Yeah.
You know, and it's time to just allow it to, you know, to be released, okay?
Yes, I'm ready to. And but actually, I know what you said. You did say when I had to go to my ultrasound, not, you know, I knew, you know, watch what I knew they were going to be negative when it, but they x-rayed the wrong side of the wrong breast. They did the same one they did 5 months ago instead of the other one. But they ultrasound it, but
well,
they,
you know,
still
what?
Have negative things.
It's time to let go of the story that you're telling, and it's time to let go of the energy and the self-judgment, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, and like I said, it's up to you. Like I said, this energy, like I said, I immediately saw like a picture of your dad, you know, and it's his energy, you know, and, you know, and it's like a relationship of sickness that you share, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, unfortunately, yes. I grew up watching him be sick. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you able to release all of these, you know, negative patterns and these painful memories and go forward and finally?
Yes, I'm 50 years old. I want to live whatever I have left in my life, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You have a lot of living to do, Kat. Not existing, but living, hon, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, hon. Barbara?
Okay, Kat. I'm getting a lot of stuff you need to let go of. So
okay.
Breathe deeply and listen.
Okay.
Okay. I release my father. I release all attachments to my father. I release the need to be my father. I release the connections to my father's health. I release being a reflection of my father. I release hating being a woman. I release the need to be my father's son. I release not being enough for my father. I release needing to suffer with my father. I release all of the energy of my father. I release all of the suffering. I release all of the struggle. I release all of the tumors within my body. I release the need to justify my existence. I release being someone other than me. I release the belief that I am not enough. I release any belief that I have to be sick. I release all of the victim energy. I release the need to show my father that he is not suffering alone. I release being the first one. I release all of the negativity that I have taken on from my father. I release all of the untruths that run my life. I release all that I have ever been. I release and let go. I release and let go. And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Yeah, tears of relief. That's good. Yes.
So for all of these years, you've denied your own life. It's time to let that go.
Yeah.
And that's why the approval of men has always been important to you. It's tied in with your father.
Yeah. Fortunately, you didn't choose good ones, but yeah.
You couldn't choose good ones. That would go against everything. You had to choose crappy ones. Not if you believe you're not enough, you can't have something good. You have to have something crappy.
Yeah.
So it's not
yeah,
that the guy
knew
was
that
really crappy. It's that you were looking for crappy and they were saying, okay, I'll be crappy for you.
Oh, man, yep. Well, at least I know now, but yes. I wish I knew a long time ago, but yeah.
You know now, so you can take it from this point forward and just let go of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it for Thank now. You. You are welcome.
Yes.
All right. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much.
God bless, Kat.
All right, we're moving on to the caller from 1111111111. Hello.
Hello, it's Nathaniel.
Good Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'd like to check in and see what the angels are saying about my life right now.
Okay.
Hi, Nathaniel. It's DC. I'm hearing that the angels are around you. I'm hearing the word healing. Okay, and I'm hearing that you've got to just, you know, connect with your angels to have a little bit more inner peace. And just call upon, you know, Jesus to help you with any concerns that you have right now. Okay? And this is the time, Nathaniel, to focus on you is what I'm getting. Okay? And I feel that, you know, you have to have faith and visualize yourself being whole and being healed, Nathaniel. Okay? And know that you are watched over. You know, you are safe is what the angels are showing me. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to relax and let go of the stress, Nathaniel. Your angels are with you. They're trying to give you messages. I'm hearing that, you know, God has a solution to the issues you're having. Okay? I'm hearing the word miracle. Things, you know, may appear in an unexpected way, Nathaniel. Okay? So listen to the divine guidance that you're getting. Okay? I'm hearing like negativity, anxiety, you know, and, you know, practice like a little bit of breathing. And, you know, when you inhale slowly and then exhale all your cares upward to heaven, Nathaniel. And then when you breathe in love, healing, and faith, okay? And the angels are saying, please do not spend your time worrying, Nathaniel. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Nathaniel, and just know that your divine team is with you, and they're helping you, and you have an amazing spiritual connection. And allow, you know, your divine team to help you. And what I'm getting as well, you have had lifetimes of, you know, experiences that were traumatic, and they need to be healed, Nathaniel. Okay? So, you know, what you're experiencing now, part of it is from this lifetime, but part of it is also from past lifetimes. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and join me, okay?
Okay, thank you, DC.
Bless, hon.
Okay. We're going to do some releasing statements, and you just breathe and listen. There's just a bunch of stuff there. Okay. I release the trauma. 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 I release the hatred. I release the hatred. I release the hatred. I release the pain. I release the pain. I release the pain. I release the jealousy. I release the jealousy. I release the jealousy. I release the anger. 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 I release the suffering. I release the suffering. I release the suffering. I release the suffering. I release death. 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 I release all of the energy that is not mine. I release all of the energy that is not mine. I release all of the energy that is not mine. I release all of the people who control me. I release all of the people who control me. I release all of the people who control me. I release my life. I release my life. I release my life. I release fighting. I release being a victim. I release not being enough. I release suffering. I release struggling. I release health issues. 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 I release not being enough. I release not being enough. I release not being enough. I release cutting myself off from God. I release cutting myself off from God. I release being alone. I release being alone. I release being alone. I release being alone. I release and let it all go. I release and let it all go. Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much.
It's like you had this big dark cloud over you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, take care of yourself. Love yourself. And allow yourself to be more than you've ever imagined. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine. I haven't talked to you, Barbara, for months and months.
Well, I'm so glad you called then. What's up? What's happening in your life?
Well, I have called in on another of DC's shows and a big another transition, and I moved, and then in a couple of months again I need to move, so I'm not feeling much energy about around that, so I'd like clearing about some motivation for all this.
Okay, let's see what DC is getting first.
Hi, Catherine. The first thing that I heard is that you're thinking about it so much, and you need a little, a little time to just step back, and just breathe, because I'm just getting it like
I did
energy.
Nothing this weekend. Yeah, this weekend I went out and had fun and did nothing connected to
which
unpacking.
Which is wonderful.
And
wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful. You know, and just surround this situation with love, you know, and when you surround it with love, you open up to the healing that is needed so that you can go mm-hmm. forward and to connect with your highest and best, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am hearing opportunities. I'm hearing miracles. So I, like I said, surround it with love. And when you surround it with love, like I said, you know, things are going to happen. Okay? Now.
So surround okay. it with love, saying what? I love to move? I mean, what would I say?
Allow the divine to come in. And, you know, love is the answer to no matter what the question is. You know, so when we allow the love to come in, you know, there you open up to divine solutions. When we try to do things on our own is when, you know, things seem to be like halted. They take a lot longer, you know. But you've got uh-huh. to have faith, you know, that, you know, you will be where you're supposed to be at the right time. And I like to call the divine in no matter what's going on. You know, because I know that, you know, there's going to be a resolution, and mm-hmm. it will be in my divine right timing. Okay? So I'm getting just, you know, like have faith, let go, let God, and invite the divine into what's going on in your life, okay? And trust, you know, that you're going to have a solution to, you know, this, and You can be, you know, a little bit more relaxed and be a little bit more optimistic for what the future holds for you. But when we're in a state of fear, if there's anxiety, there's worries, you know, it does slow us down, okay? And what else is showing me here? Okay, and the other thing is I'm getting, like, with this situation, there is, like, I'm seeing, like, a divine thread. There's a connection with your mother, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if, you know, like, you know, our parents raise us. We take on some of their beliefs. We take on some of their fears. And I feel like you're bringing forward with you, you know, these heavy, heavy emotions. Well, they're heavy. And they're connected to your mother. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, you deserve to be free of all of this. You don't need to bring in anyone else's energy that, you know, with this kind of energy is not going to help you. You know, our parents had some mm-hmm. good advice, but when they, you know, were in that state of fear and, you know, they did things a certain way, you have energy from the past that's not giving you freedom. It's holding you where you are presently. Okay?
Right.
So are you ready?
You
ready
to
release?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so Barbara, can you come in and help? Like I said, our beautiful friend calling tonight is holding on to her mother's beliefs and heavy emotions, and it's not going to help her to get where she, you know, deserves to be.
Okay. And Catherine, I'm hearing that you are being forced. Are you being forced?
Well, I was asked, yeah, to move out, yes.
Okay.
But it's for the best, you know. It's always for the best, and yeah, it needed. It wasn't a place to stay, but it's better now for sure.
Well, it's that energy that creates
yes.
problems.
For sure.
Even if you believe that it's, you know, for your highest good, there's still a part of you, if someone's pushing, you push back. That's what we naturally do. And when you push back, you help maintain the problem.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do some releasing statements. You just listen and breathe. And I have no idea where they're going to take us. But I never do, so that's okay. All right, here we go. I release my mother. I release the energy of my mother. I release the beliefs of my mother. I release being my mother. I release working to get my mother's approval. I release everything my mother stood for. I release my mother. I release my mother. I release my mother. I release being forced. I release being pushed. I release being controlled. I release having no choices. I release my destiny. I release other people's energy from within me. I release the beliefs that are not mine. I release the fear how it's all going to turn out. I release the fear of other people. I release the fear of myself. I release I can't do it. I release not deserving a good life. I release not being respected. I release not being honored. I release moving. 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 I release being stuck. I release not knowing. I release being powerless. I release not believing in myself. I accept and love myself. I accept and love the goodness within me. I accept and love the beauty within me. I accept and love the abundance within me. I accept and love God within me. I release the separation. I release the fear. I release all that is not mine. I release and let go. I release and let go. Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Yeah, that was so good. A lot of different things came up. And sometimes my chest felt, you got tighter and looser, and so I definitely held things there.
Well, it's important that you live your life for you. And I'm supposed to say that again. It's important that you live your life for you. And one more time. It's important that you live your life for you. Let you be the most important person in your life, because you are. So make sure you are making the decisions about what is for your highest good, not anybody else's. It's not your job to do what's for anybody else's highest good. They take care of themselves. You are only responsible for you.
Can I ask a kind of a funny
question, Barbara?
Sure.
When I was called in the show and I was listening to other people, I got a big hit about Mount Shasta, and like the last summer,
uh-huh.
I drove through Mount Shasta and I had a lot and a kind of a zing, a kind of big connection, and I was wondering if you feel any messages from Mount Shasta.
You know what, Barbara, before you answer that, Catherine, I was getting ready for the show, and
yeah.
I touched my phone, and I saw something that Barbara advertised. She had a class, and she did talk about Mount Shasta. And
no way.
I saw Mount Shasta come up on my phone, and I'm thinking, this is an old message. Like, what is this? So
yeah.
I got that same message. It was so funny. So for me,
yeah.
like, you know, well, what does that mean? I just feel like you have two issues on your mind right now. And don't let one, you know, take more precedence over the other. Okay? And I'm getting both of your issues are very important, and you need to stay in balance. And my doctors are saying that you have the ability to make, you know, the decisions you need to make. You really do.
Yeah.
But I was laughing because, like I said, I did see that, and I was, you know, thinking, Mount Shasta, what is this about, you know? And you mentioned
wow.
it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So funny. Yeah, I mean, that is so funny. Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. But you, like I said, you have the ability to do so much, and, you know, the decisions that you need to make, you're going to be able to make them.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, like you're more in tune to your spiritual side than you were for a while, okay? And,
yeah.
you know, you're more intuitive as well. Because
right.
I think you're
yeah.
listening more and more to your intuition, and I feel like coming in stronger. And my dog Ginger is saying, you know what, you're going to see over the next couple of days, you don't have that anxiety, you know,
uh-huh.
and, you know, there's not going to be fear. And I'm hearing resolution to your, you know, your concerns.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But that is so funny. And I'm visualizing like Mount Shasta, and I feel like you could, you know, use a change of scenery as well.
Yeah. I'm going to take a quick road trip next weekend.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I think that is
Thank
so
you.
Funny.
Thank you, yeah.
God bless, hon.
So what I'm getting, Catherine, is that you have a connection to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is there for you.
Oh.
And if you go into meditation and call on Mount Shasta, she'll help you.
Oh, that's great.
She
you must
have
a conduit
a
as well.
Of, she has a great deal of love for you.
Oh.
And so if you ever need to ground yourself, you can ground yourself yeah. in Mount Shasta.
That is great. I do picture mountains in general, so now I'll just specifically focus on that one. So that's great. Reminder.
And she has a lot of wisdom, and she's willing to share it with you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so go into meditation and talk to her.
All right, yeah. I kind of lost that contact, so I'm glad calling in to the show, it re-sparked that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's waiting for you.
Oh. Yeah, I feel... After the clearing and just thinking of that while talking to you, I feel cooler, you know, if you know what I mean? Like my inside,
yeah.
when I feel anxiety, I feel hot inside. And thinking
mm-hmm.
of Mount Shasta, it just very nice cooling feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. She's saying, okay, let's see if she just wants to give you a message. Okay, she does. Here's what she wants to say. We go back through a long time We have a lot of history together. And I have existed on this planet far longer than any person that you are going to meet.
Yeah.
So talk to me. I've seen and experienced so much. And I've come to a deeper understanding about what is actually important and what isn't. And I know that being a human, you have a limited lifetime. But still, there's so much that you can achieve, that you can experience in that lifetime. I can't wait to share with you the wisdom of my soul. Okay, so she's really looking forward to talking to you.
All right. Thank you. I will start doing that right away. And like with DC, I'll put some images up. And beautiful. Thank you guys so much. And I'll keep listening.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
All right. We are going to area code 504.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry if it seems like I was playing with you, unmuting and muting.
I know. I'm like, oh, no. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I have been going through a lot of emotional stuff, and I was just wondering what messages you pick up. I feel like I'm starting at square one, if that makes any sense. But the parental thing is big tonight. I can hear parental.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what DC is getting first.
Okay. Hi, Debbie. This is DC.
Hi.
I'm getting Spirit is congratulating you. You know, you've been doing a great job. And I just, you know, I see how you're improving, you know, emotionally and mentally, they're saying, and they're just congratulating you. So whatever you've been doing, you know, it's a good thing.
A lot of energy work, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. And, you know, just keep doing that and, you know, use your imagination and just keep visualizing as well. I'm getting you're attracting what it is you are wanting. As we know, you know, you create, you know, your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And I sort of feel like you've shifted your perspective, you know?
Okay.
And you're letting go of, like, control, you know, in certain ways, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, don't forget to keep meditating, do some calming techniques,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, surround yourself with the beautiful light and love and positive energy,
mm-hmm.
and use your energy to direct it towards what it is that you are wanting, because right now as we're connecting, your energy is open, it's flowing, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
I want like a job, like different than any other job I've had. Like I'm in between jobs, but I really can't focus on what. And I'm middle-aged, so, you know, it just feels, I don't know, like, why can't I get it together?
When you get into that state, just focus on doing what you love to do. If you like to draw, whatever it is that you like to do, when you focus on that, it'll help you to connect, you know, to where you want to be, okay?
Okay.
So just stay really optimistic. You know, sometimes
okay.
if we write things down, you know, on paper, we can visualize it. But I'm getting just do what you love. Because when you do what you love, you know, you're going to be directed, you know, to what it is that you're wanting. And I'm getting, you know, as we're talking with you today, you've been growing a lot spiritually as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a great job.
I thank you. I appreciate that. I have been. I still fail when speaking to my mother. You know, sometimes I still lose it and I feel bad. But she, you know, even if someone's talking bad to my face, I try not to respond, and then sometimes I do, you know, when I...
Well, I mean, it does happen and stuff, and you just, you know, just send her love, you know, just send her love.
Okay.
But I'm getting, you know, you are doing, you know, a great job. For the most part, you are.
Thank you.
And I feel like, you know, like, you know, the emotional side of you, like, you know, when you, like you said, you lose it with your mom and stuff, I could feel that, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting to, like, in a way, like, when you're talking to your mom, I feel like, you know, like, mothers always see us as children. They don't
yeah.
see us as the adults that we are.
Uh-huh.
And I see your mom looking at you like you're still her little girl, you know?
Yeah. Oh, she
so,
can be very verbally abusive, though, you know? Calling me, like, I'm middle-aged, and she's will say I'm fat and, you know, just mean, really mean things.
Well, you know
and
what?
Don't own
what she's saying. That's hers. Let her have it and just send her love, hon. You know, send it back with love, you know?
Okay.
That's
okay.
not yours to hold on to. Because you are in touch with who you are, you know?
Uh-huh.
And... You know, I feel like her, like, you know, when you're saying that, like, I could see, like, what she's feeling, and she brought that, like, from her upbringing, and you don't have to, you know, continue it. You know, you don't have to continue the patterns.
Okay. I'm trying to break. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, work
so you're
with
doing,
this
you are
shadow.
Doing a great job, you know, but just, you know, just don't hold on to the emotions of what she says, you know?
Okay.
Because you don't, you know, you don't have to take on that energy. That's hers.
Yeah.
You know, and when we say, you know, I forgive you, like you don't have to talk to her, but you can say, I forgive you. That opens up for the healing to take place. And, you know, you're not carrying that energy anymore. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Perfect
yeah.
Sense.
I'm getting to stay positive, but just, like, release her energy, you know, forgive her and, you know, you're opening up for, like, the, you know, the divine to come in and help you because I feel like, you know, God's love is with you and I see the angels with you. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to say some beautiful statements and we're going to make sure you get rid of that energy, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. All right. We are going to release some stuff and let's see where they take it.
Okay.
Oh, and the first thing they want me to tell you that when you were talking, okay, when you said emotions, I started hearing the song, It's Just Emotions Taking Me Over.
Mm-hmm.
Tied up in sorrow, lost in my soul. I think the name of the song is Emotions, I'm not sure. From several years ago, but you may want to Google it and at least read the words and see how it feels.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I release the emotions.
I release the emotion.
You don't have to repeat it. Just listen and breathe.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if you want to repeat it to yourself, you can. Some people do, and that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. I release the fear. I release the fear of my mother. I release the fear of my mother. I release the fear of my mother. I release never being good enough for my mother. I release never being good enough for my mother. I release never being good enough for my mother. I release my mother's power over me. I release my mother's power over me. I release my mother's power over me. I release being a scared little girl. I release being a scared little girl. I release being a scared little girl. The fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release giving my mother control. I release giving my mother control. I release giving my mother control. I release all of the sadness from within me. I release all of the sadness from within me. I release all of the sadness from within me. I release the anger. 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 I release the pain. I release the pain. I release the hopelessness. I release the hopelessness. I release the hopelessness. I release dreading my own life. I release dreading my own life. I release never measuring up. I release the overwhelm. I release the confusion. I release the belief that God doesn't love me. I release the separation. I release the despair. I release the destruction of myself. I release it all and I let it go. I release it all and I let it go. And take a nice deep, deep breath. Okay, what are you feeling?
I was very accurate, and dread was very accurate. Didn't even realize how accurate it was. I think that's why I never made plans or dreams.
You don't believe your dreams would come true anyway.
Right, and people would say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. I never really had any. I mean, I'm not making it up. I just didn't. I just wanted to be just plain old happy because there was none around me.
Your mother is a very, very heavy energy.
Yeah, and I'm taking care of her right now, you know, in my home. And it's testing me a lot.
Okay. Let's do a couple more statements.
Okay.
I release the energy of my mother.
I release
the energy of my mother. It's okay. I release the energy of my mother. I release the energy of my mother. I release the responsibility of my mother. I release the responsibility of my mother. I release the responsibility of my mother. I release the fear of speaking out. I release the fear of speaking out. I release the fear of speaking out. I release being an obedient daughter. I release being an obedient daughter. I release being an obedient daughter. I release my mother's disapproval. I release my mother's disapproval. I release my mother's disapproval. I release not having the freedom to live my own life. I release not having the freedom to live my own life. I release not having the freedom to live my own life. I release and let my mother go. I release and let my mother go. I release and let my mother go. I release all of the energy that is not mine. I release all of the energy that is not mine. I release all of the energy that is not mine. Take a nice deep breath.
That feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
I can
heavy.
Feel your energy expanding now.
Yeah, I felt pressure there earlier.
Your mother is terrified of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's done everything she can to... It doesn't seem like she's protecting you, but in her own mind, she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to keep you small so that you are safe.
Mm. Okay.
But it doesn't work, and you know that, and she knows that, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you might just, every night before you go to bed, just say, I release my mother. I release my mother. I release my mother. I release my mother. And they say it might be something that you say several times. Okay, I'm hearing the number 10. 10 times when you wake up, 10 times before you go to sleep.
Okay, that's something new. I'll definitely try it.
Because she's got so much energy around you that you really you need to let it go so that you can live your life.
Yeah. Yeah. If I didn't take her in, though, she would be a homeless person.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the fact that you've taken her in. They just don't want you to let her overwhelm your life and
yeah.
who you are.
Mm-hmm.
She's not there to control you. Well, she is there to control you, but you are not there to be controlled. That's more like it.
Okay.
So don't give your mother control in your life. No, you can love her. You can do the things that need to be done. But her opinion is just her opinion, and it has no power over you. And you don't have to do what she says. And if she doesn't like it, that's her. That's not you.
Yeah.
And you can say to her, you know, Mom, I understand you don't like this, but this is the way it is because this is my house and I'm living my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can also look for other solutions of where your mother lives.
Yeah, I think that's coming.
Yeah. That's an important step for you.
Yeah.
And remember, you are not alone. There are lots of beautiful angelic beings around you always. Talk to them if you need to. Take a 5-minute break, go in the bathroom, close the door, and just do a little meditation.
Okay.
And you can also go in there and just say, I release my mother. I release my mother. I release my mother.
Okay. I'm definitely doing it. Thank you so much, Barbara.
And things are going to get better. They really are.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
And you are loved. God loves you and thinks you're a wonderful, wonderful woman. So.
Aw. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, let us know how it goes.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, DC, we are done.
Wonderful. What a beautiful show and beautiful callers. Awesome.
Letting people go, their parents, my goodness.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know what? Again, you know, whatever the question, the answer is always love, Barbara.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And when we, you know, invite that love in, you know, we're able to heal whatever the situation is.
That is true.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, have a great week, everyone, and know that we're here for you and we love you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.